The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A truly spectacular evening of fun and style is taking place next Thursday, March 28th at the RDS Concert Hall. All funds raised will go to funding ARC Cancer Support Centres. Helen Cody, fashion designer and ARC ambassador, is with me, as is Marion McNamara, financial advisor and ARC angel. And we'll find out what an ARC angel is in just a moment. Good morning and welcome both.
Hi, Pat. Thanks a million for having us here.
Now, tell me about your association with ARC, Helen.
Well, my association with ARC goes back really, I guess, from the first fashion show that they did 9 years ago. I would have been involved as a designer, which I continue to be. Then lo and behold, in 2018, I found myself diagnosed with bilateral breast cancer. I went through all the trials and tribulations that you go through with treatment. And I very gratefully availed of their services, and to say that they saved my life. My mental state was really, I was really, really having a hard time with the treatment. And through their counselling and their nurturing and their services, by both myself and my husband availed of it. And everything is free. What they do, everything they do is free.
When you said they saved your life, I mean, cancer can be
life-threatening. Yes, but I was very allergic to a lot of the drugs that I was being prescribed, and it's complicated. But I went to my oncologist on round four, and I said, "I'm not doing this anymore. I don't care if I can't because I couldn't. I physically couldn't get out of bed. I just couldn't. I had no energy. Even if I slept, I was exhausted, and you just go down. It just brings you down. And I had an incredible counsellor called Susie who just, I've always described it as a very soft cashmere blanket of love and support. And they lift you up and they're very gentle. And your shoulders are up and suddenly you can breathe and you can relax because you can cry with them. And they know there isn't a question you ask them that they haven't an answer to.
And they were able to persuade you that, you know, you'll get through this.
Yeah.
This is awful.
Basically, yeah.
But it does get better.
Yeah. It's this too shall pass. I mean, it's no truer statement. And I came through. I was given a break from chemo for a week to get my white blood cell count back up again. And I went back in and I finished my chemo and then I went on to radiation. And I am now 6 years post-cancer. So it's very exciting.
Now, you mentioned that ARC helped your husband as well.
They did, because their counselling services are for members of the family as well. So everybody in the family can avail, because, you know, people will say that cancer affects the person. It affects everybody who that person or loves that person. So Rory at the same time, it was very difficult for him trying to manage being upbeat and being positive and watching somebody he loved in such a state. And I'm eternally grateful to them. And so I've been an ambassador with them ever since. And we get involved in all kinds of fun and antics and fundraising with them over the years.
Looking back on that very difficult period in your life, what were the biggest challenges? I mean, there were physical challenges. I presume you lost your hair.
Oh, I did.
Your crowning glory.
My crowning, which came back like a rug, which is hilarious. But anyway.
What was it like before? Because it's curly
a mane.
Now.
It's exactly the same. My hairdresser said, "Helen, it's a rug. It's come back like a rug. It's never been thicker. It's never been healthier, actually." It was just ironic. But I did, you know, I did lose it. And it was devastating. And I'll never forget day 17 where they had warned me. And I just, in the shower, it just started to fall out in clumps. And, you know, I look back at that now and I think, you know, that was very sort of superficial, but it's amazing, you know, suddenly your whole physical appearance is changing, everything about you. I mean, I was losing my breasts, I was losing my hair, my eyebrows, my eyelashes, you're very ill, it affects everything, your nails, and now, you know, it's not that I'm flippant because it was a huge amount of treatment, but I'm so grateful to St. Vincent's and to the staff there who looked after me, and I think particularly it's your mental state, I think, is the thing that can really cause more damage, because physically everybody gets better, but with chemo, not even with cancer, but with chemo, it's the opposite way around. It takes you down with it, but it's making you better, which is very hard to get your head around.
Yeah, obviously, you know, they're developing therapies and treatments.
Yeah.
They're
thank God
still
yeah,
at the frontier of those things, but maybe the devastating physical effects may not happen to future generations.
I sincerely hope so. I hope so. I really do.
Marion, tell us about your own financial journey, your cancer journey.
I had no lump. I had a discharge from my left breast, which, as I, I, I thought at the time could have been chocolate. When I first noticed something in my bra, and I went and did the triple check in Vincent's, and they found a small, it's called an introductal papilloma, but it's completely benign. So they said, that's something that we, you know, we'll take out, but there would be quite a long delay on that. And I kind of felt myself that, listen, if there's something there that should come out, I want to get it out. Mm-hmm. And I got a recommendation from a friend to Jenny Westrup, who's an oncologist in the Beacon. And she rang me and we had a lovely chat. And she said, listen, I think you should go and see Reem downstairs. She's lovely. And I met Reem, who is the breast surgeon. And she, it was amazing. So she got all my scans over from Vincent's, and I went to the Beacon in the end. She got all my scans over from Vincent's, and then she said, listen, before I remove this, I want to do an MRI, because I had told her that my mum had breast cancer, and also that I had relatives who were going through cancer treatment.
Okay, so well worth a good look.
A good look, exactly. So she did she requested an MRI. I did the MRI and found two tumours in the other breast that were not on my mammogram.
Wow.
Which was a big fright.
So you had no idea?
Oh, I had no idea. And actually, you couldn't feel the lumps. So I feel very, very lucky, because my cancer is the type that wouldn't have been caught. Because if I waited until the scheduled surgery, like, who knows where I'd have at this stage.
Wow.
Whereas it was caught before it wasn't in the lymph nodes. I had surgery within a few weeks. Then I started treatment in August. So I did chemo in August. It was HER2, which is a type of breast cancer, triple positive cancer. So HER2 was a very aggressive cancer. But since I think about 10 years ago,
Herceptin
came out. Yeah. So that has been a game changer.
I remember when that came out first, being told that one of the most dangerous breast cancers was now going to be the most easily treated.
And that's what they said. That's what
amazing.
I was told.
So amazing.
Yeah. So so I kind of was, I had a very, it's a funny thing to say, but I had a very good cancer experience.
Yeah. You did lose your hair and you embraced it.
Yeah, I dyed it purple first, because it was like I always wanted to try that kind of purple hair look.
Yeah.
And then I got it shaved and dyed it pink again, because I was like, when am I ever going to shave my head?
A buzz cut of pink.
Oh, I did, yeah. Yeah, well, I got
it's
a
like
buzz
getting
cut.
Getting ahead of it, it's great. It's a great thing to do.
Well, it was also like going, you're never really, if you have like you're never really going to try something like that at any other stage in your life, because like your hair, it's a big risk. What if it doesn't work out? So I was kind of going, it's going to fall out.
I don't know whether you agree with me, Helen, but she's got a great face for that.
But I think she looks like Annie Lennox. I think she should keep her hair really short, and I think she looks stunning. So it's sometimes it's like a happy accident, you know.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get involved with ARC?
Well, because my mum had breast cancer before, I had sent her on links to ARC to have a look at what they were doing. And I've been going to the ARC fashion show since it started, actually. It's an amazing show. I have absolutely loved it. And I've gone with my mum and I've also gone with friends as well. So it was just something I was very aware of. So when I got diagnosed, I sent the email immediately, and they're just wonderful. And it's not just for as Helen said, it's not just for you, it's for your whole family. So recently I was talking to them about like what else do they offer? So they do counselling. It's all for free. They do Reiki. They do all sorts of kind of acupuncture, mm-hmm. those kind of treatments. But they also offer art therapy and treatment for your children. So, and once you've been diagnosed with cancer, your children are entitled to that at any stage.
Yeah, which in is the amazing.
So it doesn't even have to be something to do with, because my thing was like, I'm not sure if my kids are upset about the cancer, but maybe they get upset about something else.
Yeah.
And they were like, it doesn't matter. They can come in, they can see our therapists, and then and we can give them the coping skills for anything that comes up in their lives. And I was like, going, that is amazing.
Yeah,
it's really amazing. It's really, and like you said, it's all free. So it's such a, like, it's so, and it's such a great.
Okay, so what is an archangel?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're looking at one. Look at her, isn't she stunning?
An archangel is someone who goes in and is sitting there eating chocolate and gets tapped on the shoulder because they were short. Someone. I have seen the show. So an archangel is somebody who has been through cancer treatment or is going. I'm nearly finished. I'm in the Herceptin side, but has used the services that are in ARC and is willing to kind of stand up and go, listen, I've had breast cancer. I've had help here and it's been really helpful for me. And I'm going to show you where I am now in life and how things are going.
And they get a glam squad and they get pimped and pre-preened, so, and they get designers fawning all over them.
Perform in the fashion show.
We do have
to
walk.
They do the catwalk, and it is the highlight. It's always the highlight of the show. It's always hugely emotional. And their support in the room is phenomenal for them. It's amazing.
Now talk to me through then the show. It's an extravaganza. I'm not sure how many of these big, big fashion shows there are much anymore.
Well, thanks to Eddie Shanahan, this is the biggest fashion show of independent Irish design in the whole of the country. And, you know, it's grown from strength to strength. And Eddie is a champion of particularly of young designers. So it's a lovely platform for younger independent designers to put their name out there and show the customers what their clients, what their work's all about. I think the old granny. I think there might be possibly one designer older than me in this show, but generally I'm the granny who goes, pitches up and puts the clothes on the girls, and I treat everyone like they're my children. So it's really funny.
All right. So all the proceeds go to ARC.
ARC. Yes.
And if you want to get tickets, you can purchase them via the website, which is arccancersupport.ie. The tickets are €65, and I'm sure there'll be all sorts of goodies and things going on.
Oh, there's lovely goodie bags. There's all kinds of lovely drinks reception. And I tell you, dress up, because most women do. So it's a great night to see what Irish people like to do.
Well, it's going to be a great night. And thank you both for joining me today. Helen Cody, fashion designer and ARC ambassador, and Marion McNamara, financial advisor and ARC angel. Thank you both very much.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.